Let's talk about how nobody cares. Nobody's going to give a damn about your problems, your issues, whether you're happy, whether you're sad, whether you're angry. As a man, okay? It may not be fair, but that's the way it is. If you, you know, land that big job, you know, nobody cares. If you lose that big job, nobody's going to care either. 70% of men commit suicide. Think about that, Jim. But, because nobody cares, and I think a lot of men live with that day in, day out. Happy or sad, doesn't matter. I get that, you know, you're responsible for your own happiness, but, you know, the way things are going, especially between men and women, men are expected to give and never get anything. But nobody cares, you know, that's the thing. That's the thing, nobody cares. You get beat up, nobody cares. You get raped, nobody cares. You get assaulted, nobody cares. She drains your bank accounts, nobody's going to care. You get struck by lightning, nobody's going to care. Men might help other men, but nobody cares. But even then, yeah, nobody cares. Maybe ABC cares, or NBC, or CBS, or whatever. They might care, even though they probably don't. But, because nobody cares. And I think we're in a time in this society where, where things are kind of flipping. Nobody had to care because the man was the leader. You know, if anything, you know, which the man still is, it's just they're trying to get on some goofy stuff and say it's this and that way and the other. But I'm just saying, if you put a brick wall in front of a dude, he's going to find a way to get over that brick wall. But that doesn't mean you set up a brick wall, if you get my drift. I think adversity builds character, but when you put the pressure on somebody, they, you know, on a human being, they're going to eventually break. You know, you keep electric shooting somebody, at a certain point, they're going to, you know, the body's going to give out, you know. But look, nobody cares. good or bad, you slept with 200, 300 chicks, nobody really cares. Good for you. You know. You know, we don't need validation. Women need validation. We don't really need it from the opposite sex. But other men, it's just like the whole, you know, well, now I'll just use this as an example. It's just like child support. Okay. Child support is so outdated. Men cannot get on the same page. And you know why men can't get on the same page? Because of the attitude of nobody caring. You know, we all can, you know, men make things happen. We all know this, okay? Even the most nerdiest guy knows this. But we are also faced with the reality of things. But I mean, you not caring for men, and there's less of us than there is of women. At a certain point, since nobody cares, why should I? Why should I care? You know, if I see something crash and burn, why should I care? And, you know, we warned them, we told them, that's what it is. And that's what happened. But why, you know, why should I care? Why should I put my energy, time, and resources into, you know, into, you know, stopping something that's going to be inevitable? You know, why should I care? You know, why should I do this? I don't know. You know, women want to lead. Well, they don't want to exactly lead. They want to be us entirely, but use what we created that, you know, benefits their life. And not care. I think there's a lot of not caring going on. That's what I think. But I don't expect a woman to, I don't expect her to do anything about it. But, you know, you look back in the day, a man cuts the grass, she's got that dinner ready for him. Now, man cuts the grass, nothing. He has to take his own self out. So if I can do for self and nobody cares, then, you know, I'm better off by myself. I'm better off just going that place, conquering this place, that place, and being left alone. Since nobody cares. Or is concerned. You know, you ask older women, they say, well, they ask you, did you eat? The woman, they might ask you, did you eat? But they're not going to cook nothing or get you anything. Just use that as an example. But men have to come together. I might not agree with you, and you might not agree with me. Excuse me. But there needs to be a coalition of men, just men, without women interjecting. Because that's the reason why all this nonsense, I'm going to call it, is out here right now. Because nobody cares. You know, you got, you know, nobody cares, so he's doing all this wild stuff. You got, not to go against the LGBT community, but the reason why, you know, the whole transgender thing is just, they want it everywhere. Is because nobody cares about dudes. So dudes are not growing up being proud of themselves as men. They want to flip to women because that's more respected. They get more respect. They get more money. They can share resources. Women are not sharing resources with men, even though they're making about the same as us. And the average man and the average woman cannot coexist because the average woman wants that 1%. But, you know, the whole reason why that's popping is because nobody, whether male or female influence, has said, you know, it's great to be a man, especially the male influence. Or the mother might be a single mother. Put them around men, you know, other men, But nobody cares. One lady talking about she wanted to castrate her son. Well, not castrate, but she wanted to get him a vasectomy at 11 years old. And you think that if you do that, that he's going to not be sipping on a Tang, you are mistaken, or just influenced to go that way. But, you know, there's more transgender women than there are transgender men, because nobody cares. The suicide rate, and then there's a lot of lies that nobody cares about. They just perpetuate the same thing. The gender war, nobody cares about that. They just keep going back and forth. Mainly it's women on men, and men just trying to defend themselves, but because women have been taught these lies, and they, you know, they come up with these things and so on and so forth. But as far as men, nobody's going to care about men. We have to get our own. I understand that. But if, like, I think like Kevin Samuels said, it was like 30% of men are married to black. Yeah, 30% are married to black women. The 16%, you know, are going around sleeping with, you know, all bunch of girls or whatever. And then you got 54% that's childless and single. You care about that, you care about that 1%. And those bad boys, Spookies and Ray-Rays. And see, those Pookie Ray-Rays wouldn't be Pookie Ray-Rays if somebody really cared. That's why they don't. And sometimes it's not about caring all the time, though. But looking at the science and looking at the numbers, you know, the transgender community is the biggest, you know, thing you can obviously see that men don't care about being men anymore. And then women say that, and you're the one influencing it, and you can't make a man feel like a man, but when you emasculate a man, you can emasculate this man. You know, you can emasculate him. You know, because the boy hasn't been taught your masculinity is not defined by a woman. But you talk down to these people, and when they sip on the Tang or they switch to the other side, the other team, they get more respect. And you don't think they see that? You know? Especially in the black. That's why Atlanta's the way it is. But Atlanta has, you know, Atlanta's, you know, when you look at, I think, state by state, I think Georgia's got more STDs. They're on like the top 10, top 20, something like that list. But yeah, that's the bigger example of that problem. And then most of those people, they end up committing suicide. They end up committing suicide at a certain point because they cannot ever reach to that, they can never go that far. They, you know, get a sex change, breast implants, hip implants, all this other extra stuff, nails and all this stuff painted and whatnot. And at a certain point, their, dysphoria, you know, their condition, their mental condition takes over, and they eventually said life is not worth living anymore. You know, and some of them trick, and they think it's a chick and it's a dude, and you know, and that's a whole different issue. Then they ask why men don't lead anymore. You can't lead somebody who won't follow. But I blame that on women, because women are supposed to care. The father's supposed to be reality. The women are supposed to care, need nurturing. They're supposed to be the soft touch. That's the whole point of the soft touch. Right there. I know most of black mothers are not easy. They're not easy. They're loud. They're annoying. They get physical. They'll fight a dude. South Carolina, all these domestic situations that be going on, the highest domestic violence rate, that's not just between man or woman. That's just anybody in the house, any family member, anything. Why do you think that is? We got fatherless homes. The man has been kicked out. The man has been out of the house since the 70s. Okay? You know? And you got these women who just don't get it. Why? Like, you're just perpetuating something that's been going on since the 70s. We're in 2021. About to be 2022. But nobody cares, just like I said. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a damn. Nobody gives a gosh darn. You know, men, we work tirelessly. We grind. We grind down ourselves and work so hard, and these women are not loyal at all. It's a coming thing, and now it's coming out. The information is coming out. These numbers and stuff like this. These women are hard to deal with. These women have a total delusion. I get being delusional. I remember one guy, I think I told this story before, but I think he wanted guaranteed pussy. He was 60 something years old. He wanted guaranteed pussy. I want guaranteed pussy. Okay, he wants guaranteed pussy. There's no such thing as guaranteed pussy. But that just show you right there, he's a 60-something divorced man that wants guaranteed pussy. Think about that. But nobody cares. You know, you get emotional about your problems, but nobody cares. But that just shows the dating market. You got Kevin Samuels and, you know, all these other people and stuff like this and that and whatnot. But, you know, nobody cares. But, there was a man recently got out of prison. I think he served like 40 years. And I was pissed off. I'm pissed off every time I see it happen. Yeah, there was a guy that he spent 16 years. Yeah, let's start with that guy. He spent 16 years in prison for a rape he did not commit. She wrongly ID'd him. Okay, in a lineup. Okay, he spent 16 years for some rape. Rape. Okay, he spent 16 years for some rape. Okay, she apologized. He accepted the apologies. I tell you this. If that ain't a nobody cares moment right there, Nothing is, because this man spent 16 years in prison. And all you have to offer is an apology. I don't care about that apology. At all. And I said it before, I say it again. If somebody accuses for raping, and you go down for it, and you ain't never did that jump, go back and find that person, because there's no coming back after that. There's no coming back after that. This man spent 16 years in a life of a rapist. You might have done the junk. You might as well have done the junk. You might as well go over to the house tonight, because there's no coming back. And some people served longer than that. Some people weren't even there. The Exonerated Five, they weren't even there. But and he just got out recently, and he accepted her apology. But nobody cared about her accepting an apology. Something needs to happen with that, because you just can't get these bitches to just lie on people, man. Just flat out, just lie. You better be sure. That's something you better be sure about. Even if you didn't mean to lie, it still is a lie. It's not true. But nobody cares about that either. The man just got out. I think they said he did some murder or something. He spent 40, I think. 30 or 40 or 20 or something. Somewhere in the range. It was more than 10. More than 16. And he walked in prison and he couldn't even walk out. He was in a wheelchair. I couldn't believe that, Joe. Innocent for months. Been innocent for months. But still in prison. But nobody cares. I tell you this, all these houses, you know, all this wood, these bricks, these cars, these planes, these boats, these trucks, everything, these inventions were invented mostly by men. Women want to be independent, but nobody cares. And fight a man. Oh, I got a gun. I'll shoot him. But nobody cares. Fresh and fit. Yeah, the gun. She pulled out a gun, man. I was watching. I didn't see it. I didn't really see it when I was watching the jump. But she pulled that sucker out. And then dude was talking about he rubbing his face, you know, rubbing his face and trying to sun him. I was like, this bitch is crazy. But nobody cares. Just like I said, you lose your job, nobody cares. You lose your house, nobody cares. You get divorced and lose half your money and have to pay $200,000 a month in alimony payments. Nobody cares about that either, even though you're a successful producer, you know, legendary producer with a headphones contract. Nobody cares about that either. Nobody cares if you get pussy or not. You either get it or you don't. And especially with these girls being so damn loose, they'll let Pookie and Ray Ray, and see, that's the thing, they'll let Pookie and Ray Ray get it before the nice guy. And I've seen this in the church, okay? But the church don't care. That they'll be a nice little church girl, and next thing you know, on the Sunday, she done got pregnant or whatever, and she'll bring the dude in to try to change him, and it don't work out, but she's still left with the kid. Stop doing that. Or the deacon want a shot. He shoot his shot, turn him down. One of the brothers, you know, shoot his shot, turn him down. You don't want a nice guy. Or a guy with standards, which is unbelievable. Because I get what women say, well, they don't want a nice guy, you know, but a guys can't really have standards. You know, they're weak for having standards. That's my interpretation. But nobody cares. Like, if I say I don't shop at Walmart for A, B reason, it's an issue, a big issue, when we could just go, we could go somewhere else. I didn't say I, you know, forced, if it ain't a black-owned business, you know, you're forced to, you know, I tell you what people care about. People care about putting women on pandering women. That's what they care about. They care about pandering women. I'm going to tell you what, sooner or later, women, I say it like this, I said it before, I say it again. If you don't want to follow whoever, okay? If you don't want to follow, you are on your own. You are on your own. Don't expect protection. I'm not going to protect somebody involved with white supremacy. Don't expect protection if you want to go your own way. Okay? Don't expect protection at all. In any matter. Oh, stick up for this. No, they on their own. Jussie Smollett, you went your own way. You are on your own. They found you guilty. You are on your own. And nobody really cares, you know, about you serving time. But nobody really, really cares for us the way we do for women. Men these days have to be the nurturers, the disciplinarians, the authoritarians, the caregivers. You have to do everything. I know the single fathers know this. They have to be everything, especially if their baby mama is acting up. I was some junk where she had called a counseling dude. She had lied to the courts and on protective orders to get to get him locked up, basically. Trying to punish. That's what women do. You do something, they try to punish you. But we don't care. Y'all don't care for us the way we care for you in this generation. That will change. I would advise men in general, protect your own. If you got a wife, that's your wife. But if she acting up, leave her ass. Just be straight up emotional about it. Unemotional about it, just blam. It's just like if you went to Burger King and said, I want a Whopper, and they don't give it to you, you take your money back and you go. You know, plain and simple. You leave. You get out of the situation. You leave. If she's not acting right. But don't protect those who are not for you. You could tell. You could definitely tell. On a black note, we cannot support. Like, just let you can, you out the mix. It's over. It was over years ago when this whole case even came up. It was dumb. I'm not going to feel bad for you. Sorry, I'm not going to care. Because you get let them folk get in your head. You let them LGBT people get in your head. You know, because nobody gonna do that type of stuff. This is stupid. Then I heard he was sleeping with one of the guys that beat him up. Like, you know, it's just crazy. Just crazy. It's just crazy stuff. Like, people like that. Like, so it's just so many people. And people that I don't agree with like that, but people that are just out the mix, like you just out the mix. No, we not standing up for you. We not protecting you. You are on your own entirely.